It is March 29th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The Arab Federation of Capital Markets, or AFCM, annual conference Bahrain 2022 began at 12:45 a.m. CST this morning with opening comments. The speakers were Sheikh Salman bin Khalifa Al Khalifa, Minister of Finance and National Economy, Ministry of Finance and National Economy, Bahrain, Khalid Al-Husn, Chief Executive Officer, Saudi Stock Exchange, Khalifa bin Ibrahim Al-Khalifa, Chief Executive Officer, Bahrain Bourse, Rami El-Dokani, Secretary General, Arab Federation of Capital Markets, and Mohammed Al-Balala. It was moderated by Sarah Abu Al-Fattah, a newsreader on Bahrain International and Radio. I woke up at 12:45 a.m. for the opening ceremony and listened to some of the opening comments, though most were not in English, which at the time of the morning did not matter much for my comprehension. I also listened in on some of the later sessions this morning as I worked on this newsletter that were all in English. The AFCM has a nice lineup of speakers, the content is interesting, and is doing a very good job producing the virtual aspect of the conference. The AFCM in 2021 rebranded from the Arab Federation of Exchanges to the Arab Federation of Capital Markets. The AFCM is headquartered in Beirut, Lebanon. The FIA had John Lothian Productions edit video FIA shot and photos FIA provided, along with the scripts, into individual videos for each of the 2022 FIA Hall of Fame inductees. We want to highlight one of the new Hall of Fame members and their videos here in JLN each day to show them some love. Patrick Lothian edited the videos and even provided the voiceover for them. The first video we would like to highlight is that of former BlackRock executive Joanne Madero. You can watch this video with a link in today's newsletter. John McKenzie, the CEO of TMX Group, shared on LinkedIn that his family is celebrating the one-year anniversary of their son Jacob being cancer-free. To show his appreciation and to give back, John is riding with Team TMX in the 15th annual Ride to Conquer Cancer. You can donate to John's Conquer Cancer page with a link in today's newsletter. Jennifer Jacobitz has been promoted to Manager of Process Improvement at CME Group, according to a LinkedIn update. Jerry Corcoran, the CEO of RJ O'Brien, is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign with the largest donation to date of $2,500. The donation was then topped by Trading Technologies, which is matching donations to the campaign, and also matched the $500 given by an anonymous donor. Thank you to Jerry and TT and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and to help us educate the next generation of market professionals and industry participants. The campaign is now just over $62,600. Radiation treatment number one went well yesterday for yours truly. I did wake up today with a very big head, but I had that before the treatment. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the New York Times and David Brooks, the secrets of lasting friendships. In early 2020, just before the start of the pandemic, I met a woman who said she practiced aggressive friendship. It takes a lot of her time, but she's the person who regularly invites friends over to her house, who organizes events and outings with her friends. What a fantastic way to live. I thought of her while reading Robin Dunbar's recent book, Friends. If the author's name means something to you, it's probably because of Dunbar's number. This is his finding: the maximum number of meaningful relationships most people can have is somewhere around 150. How many people are invited to the average American wedding? About 150. How many people are on the average British Christmas card list? About 150. How many people were there in early human hunter-gatherer communities? About 150. These should not be secrets. Mr. Brooks is seeing to that, is my comment. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Grayscale fights for a Bitcoin ETF could end in lawsuit against SEC. CEO Schonenstein points to futures ETF as basis for argument. Campaign to convert largest Bitcoin fund intensifies. Grayscale Investments LLC campaigned to convert its almost $30 billion Bitcoin trust into an exchange-traded fund could end with legal action. The Securities and Exchange Commission's final deadline to rule on the digital asset manager's application to convert the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, ticker GBTC, into a physically backed ETF, a product not yet approved by U.S. regulators, is July 6. Should the SEC reject the filing, Grayscale would consider a lawsuit as part of its response. My comment, this is a case of how not to make friends, lasting or not. Here's a press release from Bar Chart. Michelle Howard joins Bar Chart to lead business development and strategy for agriculture. Bar Chart, a leading provider of data, tools, and software to the global commodity industry, announced that Michelle Howard is joining as Director of Business Development and Strategy for Bar Chart's Agribusiness Solutions, which are trusted by over 500 agribusinesses representing over 4,000 grain facilities. My comment, welcome aboard, Michelle. You have a great business to develop more. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Monday was John Lothian's At Me, John's Take, Why I Hate Chuck Mackey, and Thoughts on FTX's CFTC Request from JLN. Spoiler alert, he doesn't really hate Chuck Mackey. Second was Deutsche Bank fired senior bankers over strip club bill from Bloomberg via Yahoo Finance. Third was the New York Times piece, We Study Virus Evolution, Here's Where We Think the Coronavirus is Going, and No, It's Not Good News. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First from Reuters, Wall Street regulator proposes to expand the definition of broker-dealers. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, on Monday proposed expanding the definition of broker-dealers and mandating that principal trading firms, PTFs, must register with the agency in a bid to enhance market resiliency and help level the playing field. The Wall Street regulator said its proposals, which is subject to public consultation, aims to expand the definition of a dealer as one who engages in routine pattern of buying and selling securities that has the effect of providing liquidity to other market participants, which could capture a range of activities it sees as critical to the agency's monitoring of systemic risk. Here's the next story from TVCM. IncubEx and Trayport announced the successful launch of the Voluntary Climate Marketplace. IncubEx, a Chicago-based privately held company that designs and develops new financial products in global environmental, climate, and related commodity markets, and Trayport Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of TMX, announced the successful launch of the Voluntary Climate Marketplace on March 25th with the first transaction of 25,000 Vintage 20. The next story is from Bloomberg. Financial sanctions call for new Bretton Woods framework. The next iteration of the global financial order would benefit from a base of core democratic values. After World War I, the great powers decided on reparations to punish an aggressor for its carnage. After World War II, the great powers turned instead to reconciliation, creating the Bretton Woods Agreement to entice aggressors into good statecraft to gain access to a rules-based global financial order. Now the great powers are reasserting themselves with a new kind of reparations, sanctions, and even expropriations. We shall see if the aggressors are dissuaded from still worse, but the post-1945 global financial policy construct is doomed. Given the vital importance of stable finance, it's not too soon to think about what must come next to prevent 2022's reparations from ending as disastrously as a century ago. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.